a clear voice.
Okay, it's recording.
Hi, this is Eddie, and I'm going to be interviewing my grandpa, Hee-Kyu Ro, who immigrated from what is now North Korea.
It's okay, you can ask him the question.
Okay, where did you immigrate from?
When?
Where did you immigrate from?
From Seoul, Korea.
Okay. Do you still have family there?
No.
When did you move to the United States?
1968.
Did you have any trouble or hardships on your journey?
Not much. I took Japanese airline. Mm-hmm. Then from Korea to Tokyo, Korea Airlines.
How old were you when you immigrated?
33.
Why did you move to the United States?
To study more advanced medical training.
Okay. Did you immigrate with any of your family? Did you immigrate with any of your family?
No, I came here alone by myself.
How long did it take you to get here?
Oh, the travel time, mm-hmm, from Seoul to, yeah, United States, about 9 hours.
Okay. Did you know the language when you moved?
English?
Yeah.
Oh, about 20%, okay, in conversation. But I know written English.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Where did you first live when you moved to the U.S.? Where did you first live when you moved to the U.S.?
Oh, L.A.
What was it like in L.A.? What was it like in L.A.?
What?
What was it like in Los Angeles?
Oh, that's a big city. Big city, look like more complicated than Seoul, Korea.
Did you have a job when you got there?
Yeah, I got an internship. First came to United States.
Are you glad that you moved to the United States? Are you glad that you moved to the United States?
I thought so. Still, I think that way.
Okay. Did you plan a lot for your journey to the United States? Did you plan a lot for your journey to the United States?
Climb?
No. Did you plan a lot for your...
Cry?
No. Did you plan?
Oh, my plan was very simple. Internship and the residency.
Okay. Were you scared?
No, just interested in learning and try to do learning more and more. Every day.
If you had a do-over, would you do it again? If you had a do-over, would you still move to the United States?
If you had to do it over, would you do it again?
No. Just once enough.
But if you had to do it again, would you do it again?
No.
Would you stay in Korea?
Oh. I thought to repeat the intern residency.
No.
I'm happy with what I did.
What is your least favorite thing about living here? What is your least favorite thing about living here? What is your least favorite thing about living here?
They problem with the barrier, difference between Korea and America, quite different, sometimes the opposite, and the language barrier, that was a big thing. So I try to learn more conversational English and try to adjust the American way.
How does the U.S. compare to where you came from? What are some of the similar things that the U.S. has to Korea?
People are nice. Greeting, say hi. Korea didn't have that kind of expression, you know, just to pass by, because that's a custom different.
Can you tell me the funniest thing about your immigration?
Yeah, that's exciting. That was my new life, you know, exploring new things in the United States.
Yeah, but what was the funniest thing?
Oh, funniest thing. Oh, when I was an intern, what nurses give me a sign with this goodbye sign, you know. Mm-hmm. But Korea, that's opposite. Hi, come on here, come on. So that's quite opposite their signing, you know. Bye-bye, and come on to me. Then I went there to the nurse, what problem? No, I said bye-bye. So I just turned around and then came home. That's a different.
What was the saddest part about your immigration?
Saddest thing is, I think the kind of a feeling of loneliness, you know. Mm-hmm. So I try to get the family to bring over here as quickly as possible.
What did you think America would be like before you moved? What did you think America would be like when you move, or before you move, sorry?
Thank you. I just imagined from Korea, America looked like heaven, you know. Everything is good, better than Korea. That's what I dreamed of.
Was it like what you imagined?
Yes, most of them are like, but some different.
Okay. How has life been different than what you imagined?
Different, what I think of the difference is Korea more emotionally oriented, America reason basis, you know, why. Okay. Korea didn't say why. Feeling everything is good, and you keep that in mind, but they don't express those feeling to people, just mind to mind, that kind of exchange. Okay. Instead of language.
Okay, how would you like to be remembered?
Remember?
Yeah. How would you like to be remembered?
Oh, I see. that is a... when I came to United States, first I was placed in a foggy environment. No direction, no light to see. This kind of everything is blocked. Language barrier there, custom different, and no family around, eating stuff difficult to find. So very, very hard first time. And then living here for a long time, I found that kind of a slow in adjusting process in my lifetime. Now, if I go there, Korea, now, difference is very hard to adjust in a Korean way, okay? So I'm more comfortable here to live. I just try to know myself in the remaining my lifetime way of how to live. How to live the rest of my life, I focus on that. So I try to be myself more. I don't like to put down myself, and also as well as respect to people as I respect myself. So make everyone happy. So I try to keep my brain good thinking, happy thinking, positive way of living, and more time constrained the life time given to me. That time is, I think, most precious, and I like to live this valuable given time more efficiently and positively. That kind of make everybody happy as well as myself.
Okay. Thank you. Well, thank you for letting me interview you.
Oh, you're welcome.